20. Kung Fu.
Hi, I hope you can help me. I want to get fit, but I hate going to the gym. I want to try something different. Any ideas?
What about Kung Fu?
Like in a Jackie Chan movie. I don't know.
There's much more to Kung Fu than Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee. Kung Fu is an art form and also very good for you.
Okay, tell me more.
Many styles of Kung Fu are based on the ideas of nature. Ancient boxing masters often developed their fighting techniques by observing the world around them. Animals, birds, and insects provided the basis for many systems of Kung Fu developed in the past.
So, I could learn to fight like a bird?
Kind of. There are many different styles, but they take years to master.
What about Shaolin? How is that linked?
Many of the hard forms of Kung Fu came from a Buddhist monastery called Shaolin. An Indian priest named Tamo came to live there nearly 1500 years ago. According to legend, Tamo arrived at the monastery where he found the monks in poor physical condition. Because they couldn't stay awake during meditation, Tamo introduced a series of 18 exercises designed to feed both body and mind. These movements are said to have merged with self-defense tactics studied in the Shaolin Temple.
I see, but I thought you said there were many types.
Yes, later in the 13th century, they were extended to 72 forms by Juyuan the monk. He traveled around China and met two other skilled fighters. They further extended the forms to 173 and classified them into five animal forms: dragon, tiger, leopard, crane, and snake. That's how we get Shaolin Kung Fu's five-form fist.
Sounds special, but I don't want to be too violent.
Then I suggest a soft form of Kung Fu. It's called Taiji. It comes from Taoism, and it's very good for your health. Through its training, you can get inner peace and a sense of physical and emotional well-being. It's often called Chinese yoga, the art and science of meditation through movement.
Okay, great.
Thank you.